Prime Minister. Time to wake up.
Installing updates. This may take 6 days.
No, Prime Minister, you need to get up. You've got to take questions in the Commons.
Internet firewall detected.
Sorry about that. We thought it best to unplug your broadband in case you saw any news and cried yourself to sleep again.
Show me the newspapers, then.
Oh, dear. Well, The Times is giving out a free map listing all the UK's bunker locations.
Oh.
The Telegraph is just a prayer that the Lord forgive us for our sins.
Oh.
And The Guardian is backing you.
Oh.
At 5 to 1 on to be melted down and turned into the spare parts of a Toyota Yaris.
Oh. And so, in an attempt to ease tensions in Parliament, I decided to call this cross-party leaders' meeting.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for attending, Jeremy.
Well, a fundamental tenet of democracy is having the courage to discuss complex ideas with people you disagree with, so...
And, of course, Chuka Amuna. I'm glad you could make it, too.
No way. I'm off.
But, Jeremy, Mr. Amuna is a key part.
I'm not talking to that malevolent traitor. Where's my aide?
Yes, Mr. Cole.
Bring forward my brunch with Hamas.
Right.
And see if Al-Shabaab fancy a few mimosas and a spot of karaoke.
Allow the giant Brillo pad to read out a Wikipedia page from 2017.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's the Prime Minister with her latest plan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Next week, I wish to put forward my deal, the only deal, to another vote before Parliament, to bring back control of our borders by not controlling the Irish border, which although makes no sense now that I think of it for the first time...
The Right Honourable Dead-Eyed Shadow of a Shadow of a Prime Minister will not bring another vote unless the proposition is substantially different.
It shall be, Mr. Speaker. I shall wear different clothes, like that lovely jacket that makes it look like it's been raining bleach. I shall adopt a sarcastic tone, and I shall...
No, times 1,000!
Prime Minister, I'm not sure addressing the nation is the right thing to do.
It is the strong and stable thing to do.
Only if the stuff you've been smoking has been strong, and if your next job is likely to see you working in a stable.
It's either this or more dancing.
Oh, good Lord.
My dear people of Britain, I know you're looking at me and desperately Googling, can you dispose of electrical items at the tip? But none of this is my fault. It's the MPs. They are the ones who not only rejected my amazing gift of a deal, but used the gift receipt to return it to the shop. And when I gave it to them again, they put it in a charity shop. But I still intend to give it to them a third time, this time disguised as something they might enjoy, such as my resignation letter. I am on your side. I too am tired, clueless, smug, delusional, not really following the news anymore, hoping EastEnders can drown out the noise of reality, and frightened stiff of the DUP and the judgy eyes. The time for decision is now. And don't ask me what happens after March 29th, because my out-of-office auto-reply is already set up. Goodbye and good luck.
Bienvenue.
First off, I'd like to point out that this is my good side, so please shoot from this angle. Thanks.
Leo. Leo.
Look, it's totes amazed to be abroad again this week, especially since I had a break in Chicago, rather than doing a continuous loop of Europe, having the same 5 or 6 meetings over and over with no conclusion, or last Brexit to nowhere, as I like to call it. Lol.
Speaking of Chicago, you said Conor McGregor didn't represent Ireland at the parade. What do you mean by that?
Well, look, we're all happy for Irish sports stars to represent us when they're winning, even total skanks. But McGregor has been phoning it in for ages now. I mean, the people who can best represent Ireland abroad are beloved icons, doing so at huge cost to the taxpayer for the good of you know, because it's hugely beneficial for next question.
Were you annoyed at being upstaged by McGregor on the day?
Upstaged? As if. I'm suave, gorge, woke and handsome. He's from Crumlin. Oh. Enough said.
Have you any comment on the loan John Delaney gave to the FAI?
Yeah. Well, when your employee has got more money to splash around than your entire organisation, maybe you need to take another look at what you're paying them. I mean, you'd never see a politician giving their pay back to government. Lol quote.
Taoiseach, can you give any more detail on your plans to bail out the farm industry in the event of a no-deal Brexit?
Yeah. Well, we all know I have to appease the turf munchers. That's why I'm a secret vegan who poses with burgers at public functions and then quietly puts them in the bin afterwards. So yeah, we'll be throwing checks at turf munchers. That's really why I'm in Brussels today. Basically, Brexit is like the beast from the east on steroids. It's Foddermageddon, dudes. It could actually be pretty good for me. I mean, us, the country.
Do you still think a British no-deal exit could happen, Taoiseach?
Well, who knows? I mean, Theresa Maybot has gone rogue and turned on her own MPs right before she has to call another meaningless vote. She refuses to ask the public to vote again because it would be undemocratic, but now has to convince the Speaker of the House to break the rules of her own parliament to bring a third vote on the same deal to them. And Britain reckon they're ready to rule themselves now. Please.
At this stage, could a no-deal disaster happen by accident?
Totes. I mean, anything terrible can happen by accident. Homelessness crisis. Oops. Massive children's hospital overspend. Whoopsies. Well, broadband fiasco. Oh, diddums. Yeah,
why has the Taoiseach not accompanied you to Brussels for these talks?
Yeah. Oh yeah, good point. Where is Noveny?
I've been standing here this whole time.
God, you know, you're almost remarkable for being so unremarkable, Noveny.
Taoiseach, if Theresa May fails a third time to get her deal through the Commons, will the EU grant a longer extension?
I'm not sure. Donald Tusk wrote something down, but I gave it to my junior minister to hold on to, and I don't know where she is.
God. I'm right here, Taoiseach.
Have you been here this whole time, Helen?
Who said that? Where's the Taoiseach gone?
I'm still here. Wait, who was I just talking to? I thought Helen McEntee was here.
I am.
Don't do that.
Oh, for God's sake, it's like watching two senile ninjas chat. Guys, we better leave them to it. I'm off to look important while Juncker and the boys completely ignore me.
Taoiseach.
Welcome back. If a genie granted me three wishes, I'd ask to be a much bigger boy.
What?
That's one of the delightful children's books we'll be looking at later. But first, Des is here with sport. Des?
Yeah, I'd wish for a bottomless tub of coleslaw.
Hmm?
England player Declan Rice has apologised over an old tweet that said, up the ra.
Shocking stuff, Des.
Though, to be fair, he did succeed in getting at least one Englishman out of Ireland.
Move on, Des. The Euro qualifiers begin.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy's first international game in 17 years tonight against Gibraltar. Our lads are favourites. But there's also a row about the John Delaney loan and the FAI, which dominated the press conference.
Let's have a listen.
The man behind the wire.
John, can you explain why you give the organisation that employs you a 100,000 euro loan?
Well, yes, my money went out for a few pints. Had a sing-song, and then staggered home to the wrong account. Entirely innocent, and any reporter who says anything different can answer to my lawyers.
John, relax. We're sports journalists. Yeah. We don't do that sort of thing, like break stories or hold anyone to account. You know, anything that might risk our stadium media passes.
Yeah.
The focus should be on our new manager, who, like everything about this whole sorry affair, looks very familiar.
Guess whose ass is in the bacon slicer now, eh, John?
Very good, Mick. Tony there.
Tony O'Donoghue, RT Sport, Mick.
By gum, not ever changes round here, eh?
Well, welcome back.
Go on, son.
A very different picture now than when you were last here. Back then, you were players like Roy Keane, Steve Staunton, Jason McAteer, Niall Quinn.
And now with exciting talent like Matt Doherty, Young Collins, Mark Travers, the lad we saw at Shamrock Rovers, the lad who brought the pizzas over last night. And we've one or two more to see today, because... The schools are out at 2:30. Oh,
so Robbie Keane, if I come to you, welcome back. Well, is there good camaraderie in the camp?
I don't think so, but I'm sure the concierge at the hotel can get you something if you pay him cash.
No, I...
Here, are yous ready, yeah?
Brian Kerr, welcome back. I think we're ready. Obviously, we're having some of the players we'd like, but...
No, Mick, someone called a taxi.
You what?
I'm after borrowing Wacker's Transit to take yous to the airport. So hurry up. The traffic on the M1 is melodging, so it is.
I've no idea what that means.
Armoured cars and tanks and guns.
Can't you take a listen?
Okay, Cunis, everyone. Oh. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. Everybody shut up. First of all, Shinners, the meeting is now in session. I think we should all take a minute.
Were you eating ham at the meeting?
Brady family ham. Oh. They've gone all Provo with their Come Out Ye Other Hams ad. Oh, yeah. Between that and Alan Partridge also singing Come Out Ye Black and Tans, yeah. And Declan Rice's Instagram feed, it's back in fashion to be a little Republican.
You mean us?
Rhetorical question, Michelle.
What's a rhinoceros question?
Anyway, great week for us, comrades.
Well,
my independent decision to walk behind that England Get Out of Ireland banner at the New York Parade was a huge success.
But everyone hated that, Mary Lou.
Everyone hated that president.
Well, everyone does hate that president. You were marching past his tower last
time. No, Pierce. What? You refer to me as president, yeah?
Ah, come on now. That's only an honorary president. But anyway, the banner wasn't even Oscailge.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to read it if it was.
Oh, don't say that after all our campaigning on the wee Irish Language Act.
Look, we care so little about the Gaeilge. We don't even refer to the Irish Language Act in Irish. So catch yourself on, Michelle. See? I've even learned a bit of your precious nerdy. Is that not enough for you?
Fan no made Uachtaráin.
Don't hurdy-gurdy me, Pierce. We all know the Irish stuff is just for sticking fodders on Shinners' names to give them a bang of wolf tones.
I know.
Without it, Caoimhín O'Caoilean would just be Kevin Keelan. He would sound like a woodwork teacher.
You can't dismiss the first language of this.
Oh, put a pretty in it or I'll stick so many fodders on your name. You won't get elected again until the Aran Islands rise up and take over the country. And they won't, so long as the Free State keeps them doped up with Uachtaráin grants.
Miss.
Yeah, Claire from Jerry Girls. What is it now?
Miss, there are other matters we have to face too, like the legacy issues of the Troubles. What are we going to do?
You're right. It's time for us to confront Republicans' shameful past.
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't do it. Yous can't prove nothing, so yous can't.
Not that stuff. I mean the terrible gender quota in the IRA. Huh?
Jerry quota? Yeah, I always thought there was too many Jerrys in the...
The Ra was all a little too male.
Well, I don't think that's the biggest criticism of the Ra.
So we're going to have to retrospectively increase the number of women who are in the Ra.
Well, how do you propose we're going to do that?
Get a few of the nerdy fodder people to come out and say they went a bit Desi Ellis in the 80s.
What?
Job done.
Ah, for heaven's sake.
What else is there?
How are we going to face the voters and the locals when we don't take our seats in two of the four parliaments we're elected to? Yeah.
You leave that with me.
Oh.
As a completely free and independent leader of the party, I will consult my conscience as soon as I can remember the bloody dialing codes for Belfast.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. It's a show that's been running longer than Brexit.
It's so hot, the Earth's temperature has risen by 4 degrees while we've been on.
Wait, who's that?
It's me, Jennifer.
Thanks, Amanda.
She left, Nikki.
Who cares? It's a show that's so cool, if it was a boy band, I wouldn't be in it. This Sunday, Dancing with the Stars finally gets to the final. But not before you've had one final chance to wonder how on earth it's still on. Meet the judges. She's Foxy. She's got the trots. It's Lorraine. What's her name?
I'd love to see a woman win for the first time. So girls, put down the Pinot Grigio and hold off on hating the sisterhood until after 9 o'clock.
It's Captain Gargle, Julian Benson and Hedges.
Oxygen tagtastic, ha ha.
And the judge who looks like he's wandered onto the wrong program. It's I can't believe he's not an accountant, Brian Redmond.
Your left arm is an affront to humanity and your 15 degree prandial man bumps are depraved in the lateral position.
And of course the finalists. She's the Northern Country and Western star you literally never heard of before this. It's Cliona Hagen, das.
What about you? It would be only amazing to win this and show the folks back home that RTE is actually still going in the Free State.
Ha ha! He was the Fair City bad guy who kidnapped Katie and then held her for 9 months because the scriptwriters forgot to finish the storyline. He jumped so high, we're calling him Johnny Frog Ward.
I just think one of the girls should win tonight. They're better dancers and I'm just a hot guy who promises to thank you all individually for your votes. So drink up that wine, girls.
And everyone's favourite scrummy mummy from the slummy, it's Mairead Ronan.
This has literally been the best 12 weeks of my life. But then I worked with Ray Darcy for 10 years.
years. So tune in this Sunday for the grand final of the show you thought could never end.
And probably wouldn't have if I didn't have £1 million waiting on a table for me for the West Midlife Crisis Reunion Tour.
And I'm getting Nikki's radio job. It's out with the old Jenny and in with the one with the telly profile.
I love how RT make it easy for me by ensuring I'm always working with someone called Jenny. Though Telly Jenny is short for generic.
Remains of 2FM, here I come.
Don't forget our spin-off shows. Haven't Stopped Dancing, Still Haven't Stopped Dancing, Keep On Dancing, Dance Yourself Dizzy, Can I Stop Dancing Now, I Think I'm Having a Stroke, and Who's Dancing Now?
It's Dancetastic. Takes your breath away.
Yeah.
You've heard of the Alexa. Now say hello to Alexit, Amazon's brand new line of intelligent personal assistants designed for the British market.
What can I do for you today? Power 95%, strong and stable.
Introducing the Amazon Maybot, a joyless grey humanoid full of unworkable solutions and contradictory demands.
Maybot, can I please have an orderly withdrawal from the European Union while still keeping the things I like about it?
Of course. Initiating unreasonable red lines.
Oh no, don't do that. We need to remain friends with Europe.
Remain? Word not recognised. Beginning antagonistic relationship with Europe.
Maybot, no. You don't want to look like a bad leader. You're British and powerful, so let's make Brexit a jolly good success.
Searching powerful. Found snap general election.
Stop! No, don't do that, you...
Majority lost.
Oh.
Power 45%.
Well, this can't get any worse.
Installing DUP as backup.
No, reboot! Reboot!
The Amazon Maybot features a new longer life battery. The power clings on even when you don't want it to.
Maybot, for the last time I command you to shut down.
Instruction not recognized. Sending withdrawal agreement.
Not again. I told you I don't want it. And you can't keep sending the same agreement over and over.
New and different agreement found.
Well, it looks exactly the same.
But this time it's in italic.
Oh.
Power 5%. Credibility and authority 0%.
Oh.
Also included in our Alexa range, the Amazon Boris.
Boris, when will the NHS start receiving the £350 million a week you promised?
Commencing download of 8 gigabytes of Rodri good old-fashioned British porn.
No, I asked you for the... What are you doing?
Boris, vibrating uncontrollably.
Stop that! I want to know about all this control that you promised to... Did you just...
Boris is having a ciggy and shutting down for 20 minutes. Quavers!
Amazon's Alexa range, delivering the things you never wanted as badly as possible. Sound familiar?
You're welcome.
Minister Harris.
Okay, everyone, listen up. I don't have much time, but let me assure you that children remain my priority.
Yes, and about the children's hospital, Minister.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant my own child. What? I need to get home and make sure she hasn't been taken hostage again or something.
Yeah, and I'm on a parking meter and I don't want to have to put more money into it.
Yes, of course. I myself understand full well the pain and cost of parking. What? Whenever I have a meeting in St. James's Hospital, it takes forever to get there, and parking is a total mare, even in a ministerial murk, especially since the whole place is a building site. I mean, what a mess down there.
That's the children's hospital site.
Is it?
Minister?
Well, what was Mary Harney / James Riley thinking when they put it there?
It was actually during Leo Varadkar's time in the...
Next question.
Two high-profile resignations from the hospital board, Minister. Yep. The chairman, Tom Costello, and now project manager John Pollock's gone.
Well, yes, of course, I think it's...
Is it true that John Pollock's resignation letter included the phrase, my name with one letter changed?
Well, in the grown-up world, or so I'm told, people leave boards all the time. It's a mix of changed circumstances, other commitments, and naked, blind terror. We're still committed to getting this important project over the line and towards the promised land of photo ops in a fancy building, cutting ribbons, me looking amazing.
But the board has refused to release an internal report on the cost overruns.
Yes.
And now the independent PwC report on the overruns and delays has overrun and is being delayed.
Well, we were kind of hoping that, like the hospital, the report will disappear into a huge hole in the ground. Oh. It's unfortunate the PwC report will no longer be released as planned on March 29th.
Why does that date sound familiar?
But of course, now that it looks like nothing else of significance will be happening in the news that day, we're delaying publishing the report until it's completely ready. Maybe May 22nd or June 30th?
Brexit.
Or wait, when's the All-Ireland final on?
How has this project gone so badly wrong, Minister?
Well, first of all, it hasn't gone wrong. It just hasn't gone conventionally right.
Well, you sold a pup.
Well, that's putting it far too simply. It's best we use big, confusing words. Comprehensive acute paediatric care, contractual evaluations, tendering ameliorations.
Minister, building a hospital is not child's play.
Well, I know that now. Anyway, I've got to go. As it happens, I'm building a hospital for my own baby, out of Lego.
And when will that be finished?
Well, I started building it in the hallway, but then there was a lot of congestion when Mammy comes home from work, and I realised the sitting room was a better place, but we are where we are, and ultimately, I couldn't possibly commit myself to a complete deadline.
Minister.
I'm important.
Minister.
Do I look important?
Minister.
Time to go.
Simon.
Toodles.
Simon.
My fellow Americans, all you right-thinking Republican patriots, and my fellow Americans, i.e. radical liberal fake news media loving losers. What an incredibly busy week for me on Twitter. Isn't that right, Melodica?
I have saying, at least when he's tweeting, he's less time for eating or cheating.
I took time to reignite my feud with Vietnam vet John McCain, even though he's dead and can't tweet back, which is great. Sadly, my bone spurs stopped me from taking part in the Vietnam War, but I'm completely crushing this Twitter war with the dead senator.
McCain had so many U.S. Army medals, but Donald has Russian medals. They meddle in election, and now he president.
Next, I tweeted about a recent poll showing a huge majority, 50%, think the Mueller investigation is a witch hunt. I don't even think it's fair to compare it with old-timey witch hunts. As many as those women were proven to be actual witches. It's true.
If he brings back actual witch hunts, I'm on the first broom out of here.
Then I complained to my 59 million followers, half of who are Russian bots, how radical leftist Twitter is suppressing my voice.
He got like 147,000 likes for that piece of stunning political insight.
And I was so busy tackling all these important issues
between frequent KFC breaks
that I may have neglected to condemn the gunman in New Zealand, who may or may not have been a white supremacist. There's good and bad on all sides. All sides.
Ugh.
But I did offer the people of New Zealand my warmest sympathies, so long as they're not Muslimish.
Thank God I'm married to Donald, so my use of English seems great by comparison.
And now the fake news media are trying to blame the whole thing on me just because the shooter praised me. I can't help it. Lots of people admire me, okay?
Like the KKK, for example?
I can't take to Twitter to condemn every white nationalist who kills people. I'm far too busy. Which reminds me, I have to go tweet another sick burn about that dead loser John McCain. He got captured, by the way. I didn't get captured.
Just wait until Mueller is finished.
God bless real heroes, and God bless these divided states of America. Pick a side, people. The white side. I mean, the right side.
Ugh.
RTE Radio 1 News with impeccable diction. A very good evening to you. Efficiency in the public service increased by 30% in March after TDs took a week off. Dáil deputies flocked to local radio to discuss issues in a thinly veiled confirmation that they're expecting an election this year. Micheál Lehan of our political staff, which has more members than ISIS, spoke to some deputies who are only on the news because it's a slow week.
A row over carbon tax divided the left this week, but first Deputy Mick Wallace wanted to put rumours to bed.
I want to refute the slanderous suggestion that I now or at any other time have supported Juventus.
What?
But just recently, one reporter referred to my support for the old lady.
No, they said that you looked like an old lady.
All right, grand, Torino. Yeah. Not the film, the football club, that's who I support, Torino.
How do you feel about the American veterans arrested for causing disruptions at Shannon Airport?
Well, I'd like to condemn in the strongest possible terms.
But you were arrested for a similar offence in 2015, along with Deputy Claire Daly.
That was different. That was a legitimate protest carried out by two members of Parliament who were dressed like they were coming home from a status quo concert.
Oh.
One of these veterans is wearing a bandana.
Yes.
I haven't worn a bandana since my AC/DC Highway to Hell phase.
Earlier, a row about carbon tax hikes led to exchanges between Breed Coppinger of People Before Progress and Eamon Ryan, the Greens leader.
We in the Greens believe this tax is important.
That's just a typical bigwig peekaboo corporate knick-knack paddywhack attempts to blame the working people.
So I will be bringing forward a private member's bill. Oh. And in keeping with the Green Party policy of conserving paper, I've had this bill tattooed on my back.
What?
Let me show you. The bandages are still a bit wet, so...
We can't really read it. You're bleeding quite badly there, Deputy Ryan.
I will be accepting amendments, though not many, please. They can be written below the belt.
It's putrid. I wonder you're allergic to...
No, that's organic ink sourced from juniper berries and the bark of the cinchona tree.
What?
I can't possibly be allergic.
Basically, you've had a private member's bill tattooed onto yourself in gin and tonic.
It is quite painful. And I'm worried about the codicil on my private member.
Jesus.
Micheál Lehane, phoning 999 on the plinth of Leinster House.
Minister,
thank
you
all very much. Just to say that the Dáil is back next week, so we can get back to the important work of not doing anything because of Brexit.
Minister. What about the housing crisis, Minister?
Yeah. Well, nobody even talks about that anymore, so it sorted itself out. That's how the market works.
But Minister,
plus I see the boss of the country's biggest landlord, IRES, got a bonus worth 100% of her salary, which shows that the housing market is going really well.
Minister,
and it's good to see a woman becoming rich from the rental crisis too, so huge progress there.
What's your view on Google being fined $1.5 billion for abusing its position?
Are giant tech companies perfect? No. Are they baddie waddies? Perhaps. Are they propping up the economy because we provide them with a safe haven to do whatever they want? Absolutely wooty.
Is it right to be spending €1 million of taxpayers' money on ads to companies like Facebook who compromise people's passwords and mishandle...
Well, I'm going to save my fudgy answers for my Facebook live broadcast later, which you can't miss because we're splashing a fortune on the ads for them, which has nothing whatsoever to do with a maybe baby election coming soon. Oh, and my dimples will be getting the own Twitter account. Watch out for that. Hashtag adorable overload. And that's all I've got to say about that.